Connectivity 218, the aftermath of the Switch reveal, full reveal conference that just happened like, what, an hour and a half ago or something? Oh, maybe not that long ago. But anyway, I am here. My name is Nicholas Bray, and I'm here with Brian Rose.
What's up?
Carmine Red.
Still here, still alive.
And everybody's favorite jokester, Adam Ebenezer.
I'm outside of a GameStop and it's 7 degrees.
Wow. Oh,
that's what hardcore gamers do, people.
Yeah.
They line up.
No, I'm not as hardcore as the really old man who's the only person in line.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, he's at least 60.
Well, he wants one. Well, he can still play games, I guess.
Ouch.
Yeah, we've just had, like, a
You're saying he's old.
We've had a ton of rain in California, and I'm like, I don't want to go out and get wet and get cold. Not overnight. Not without an awning over me, so.
You know, this reminds me of the snowstorm we had on February 1st, the day that Rosalina launched. And you better believe that I slept in my car out in the snow outside of Target.
Yeah, that's what you do. You come with a support group, you have a car, you switch in and out.
I don't have any friends right now. Okay, don't tell anyone this, but my best friend slash roommate is on house arrest. So don't tell anyone that. So he can't come camp out with me.
Mm. Okay, so why don't we just jump right into the conference talk, I guess. Well, I don't really know where to start. Where should we start? The conference sort of started off just like detailing the general concept of the Switch again, and then it sort of went into like a lengthy sort of explanation of what the Joy-Cons can do. Is there anything that you guys were surprised about by like the Joy-Cons and like
not
the,
really
the general Switch like setup?
I think it was just a kind of like a they went over what they did, went over on the October video. It's not really anything that surprising. I think aside from like the button where you can share it and capture pictures and upload them to social media, and eventually they're going to add in video, so that's cool.
I did not think that they were going to come out with the colorful ones at launch as a bundle. I did not see that.
Yeah, especially a two different colors for each one. That's kind of different.
Yeah, I didn't. It didn't strike me until I got to like the pre-order page, and I'm like, oh shoot, which one do I get? I haven't put any thought into this, and I have to like make a quick decision.
Hmm.
Which one did you get?
The red and blue. When in doubt, go for something crazy.
Oh, that's what I got.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go and update my pre-order tomorrow, probably. I think I'm going to go for the colored one, but I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah, I got the rainbow one from Best Buy, and then Walmart didn't let me pick.
Yeah,
so Walmart. I might be getting the gray one.
Hmm.
And then I don't know what I'm going to get from GameStop. Also, I don't know what I'm doing because I have a lot of pre-orders already. But people kept telling me, like, oh, get me one if you can. I'm not a big fan of Walmart or Best Buy. I know a lot of people don't like GameStop, but, like, I'm personal friends with most of the employees that work at GameStop in Omaha. So, like, I like GameStop.
Yeah, I think when you know the people, then it's cool. Then it's easy to be okay with GameStop. When it's completely impersonal, then it's easy to get annoyed at stuff there.
I like about GameStop is it's the only completely gaming focused like big company, you know, other than video game makers. Like, it's so impersonal to buy a video game at like Walmart or Target because the dude in the electronics section like doesn't want to talk to you about Mario.
No,
but you can.
The people at the electronics section at Walmart don't know diddly. I mean, I've called them before and asked them about stuff. Probably not. Mario, who's Mario? Who's Donkey Kong? I don't think they know anything. They always just come off so aloof. It's my experience, anyway.
Well, Well, my last two Nintendo console launches were Toys R Us. So this time I'm not actually looking at them because I'm not too enthused with their online experience. But yeah, I've got one at Best Buy, I've got one at Walmart, and I'm still refreshing Target and Amazon as we speak.
Well, let me know if those go up because I need some more.
Yeah, and I will like cancel one because my brother will probably want one, but I don't know. If I don't get any more, this could be it. This is not the sort of weather I want to line up in.
Actually, I'm really proud of myself because a couple weeks ago I went on vacation and I said to myself, Adam, you have a shopping problem. So you're going to take all your credit cards before you leave town and you're going to hide them in your dad's piano. But now, like, I really want my credit cards because I just need so many Switches. But they're all in my dad's piano. And it's all on the other side of town. Like, I can only get so many Switches.
Right. I'm proud of you, Adam. I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you, Carmine. Carmine is my fellow shopaholic.
Yes.
We have been on shopping sprees together.
Yeah. Long-distance shopping sprees. I'm sorry for that, by the way.
Yeah.
So
that was a wonderful experience.
What do you guys think of the price?
$299.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's going to be here. I'm guessing probably $400 here.
Australian dollars, yeah.
Yeah, which is, I think, like about the same as what the Wii U costs. So there's like not really any difference to me. So.
Yeah, I remember.
I think the Wii was also like $400 here, so.
Oh! Yeah. Okay. So
I think it's too high. It should have been $250.
I agree. I think this is higher than a lot of people will want. But when I think about it, there's a lot of reasons that I'm okay with a $299 price just from the big picture viewpoint because they can drop it in the fall. I think they have space. I think they could have gone $250. And they said, let's hold off on that. And let's see what happens at launch.
They're selling those Joy-Cons for like, what is it, like over $50 each or something.
Are you serious?
The Joy-Cons are, I think, $80 for both of them.
Yeah.
Wow,
That's really bad.
It should be $50 with a grip.
Whoa, wait, what did you say?
I have no idea why they're that expensive.
Controllers have been $50 for a very long time. They should have been $50 for a set with a grip. At least the Pro Controller should be $50.
The Pro Controller is $70, I think.
Are you serious? Are you looking at, like, Australian prices or something? Or is this America?
No. This is America.
It's going to be like $100 or more.
Where is it listing that?
I saw on Twitter, I think.
Yeah, I saw it somewhere.
I can look it up.
Oh my gosh, I have to cancel some of these pre-orders.
What did you guys think about the, just going off on the Joy-Cons again, what did you think about the, like, the HD Rumble that they're touting?
I sort of don't believe it. I'm like, how can something that small create the sensation enough that they're saying it creates? I'm gonna have to feel that in my hands to believe it.
Well, they probably just put a couple motors in there. Because I think the Xbox One, like at their conference when they first showed it off, it has like motors in the triggers that are supposed to feel like you're shooting a gun. So, like maybe it's kind of like that where there are just a couple different motors in it.
So they've got like Ice Cube motors now where it feels like Ice Cube's in the glass.
I think a lot of be more on the software side.
I think a lot of,
like, if you put enough motors in.
A lot of what I'm waiting is to get one of those in my hand. Because you look at the Joy-Con, and it's an interesting shape, right? In terms of ergonomics and everything. It's like, okay, you want me to play with this on the Switch, you want me to play with this, you know, freehand, off the Switch, you want me to turn it on its side and play with it sort of NES-ish style. It's going to be interesting.
And it's got that camera thing on the bottom of one of them too, right? So you can, like, make signs or whatever.
Yeah, I think only one of them had the rumble and the other one had the camera.
Hmm.
So those are some very strange quirks that they have in them, and I'm gonna have to feel them all together. Maybe it'd be the 1-2 Switch game that would explore that.
Yeah, that looks pretty fun. Like I really like Nintendo Land and all that, so I'll be picking that up. But it just seems odd that should have been a pack in like Wii Sports was, and that's the game they should be like, you know, shouting about over the next month and a half to like the general public.
I bet it started as a pack in, but then they spent too much money on development and it just got too big, and they were like, well, I guess we have to release it as a standalone.
I guess it's possible, like, in America and stuff, it could be packed in, but I don't know.
Yeah, are we talking about Switch, what's it called? The 1-2 Switch? Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of title I was talking about that I would expect to be packed in with a Switch, so I'm kind of, like, dumbfounded that...
Like,
yeah.
Mm.
But it's like, yeah, but this doesn't feel like a game that's... That should be a pack. That should be a retail game. It sounds like something you should pack in.
Well, I mean, it's unfair to say that before we've played it, you know.
Even if they're like, yeah, even if like there's a lot of content in it and it, you know, it justifies the price tag selling it individually. I just think like people probably aren't gonna, you know, most people wouldn't have bought Wii Sports maybe if like it was not packed in.
Okay, like, yeah, I get that.
In Japan, it was not packed in. In Japan, Wii Sports was not packed in, and it sold really well.
Yeah, and I mean, if I'm looking at this listing on Best Buy, where it pre-ordered, and it basically has no details.
Hmm.
Maybe it would be, but I mean, right now it doesn't sound like it's going to be packed in, even though it also sounds like software that was made specifically to show off stuff about the Switch.
A lot of this info is still in flux. Like, there could be more things announced tomorrow, or, you know... Whatever.
Yeah. Actually, that's a big thing that I took away from this. I'm like, wait a second. They went in deep on some things, but they didn't touch a whole slew of other things. And even right after the conference, like all these news channels, PR emails, Twitter, there was all this news that happened outside of the conference.
Yeah. You know? Which is, I don't know, this video event should have included a lot more of like the nuts and bolts info, like these are the launch titles, these are the titles coming out in April, these are the titles coming out in June, you know, just like the first 3 or 4 months they should have outlined really solidly, I think.
They should have had a couple of lists.
Yeah.
Instead of stop showing us the games. Show us a list. Show us some text on a screen and stop showing us gameplay. It feels weird to say that, but that's sort of what you felt walking away.
A lot of it didn't about, like, that Square Enix RPG we don't know anything about, the Atlas one that I think they said it was a Shin Megami Tensei game, but there are, like, 8 mm-hmm. different Shin Megami Tensei series, so, like, who knows what this is.
Yeah, I mean, there's some games in that presentation that, I was like, you know, yeah, this is cool, but there's not like a lot of details. I was expecting more details, but there's a bunch of info out right now, especially with those games that appeared like in the last 10 minutes or whatever, like a sizzle reel.
Yeah.
There's a Ultra Street Fighter 2 coming out. There's a new Bomberman coming out, and those are pretty cool.
Oh my Sonic god, Mania's Bomberman!
No, was that Street Fighter Virtual Console game, or was it?
No, it's like the HD remix that came out a few years ago, but it's with 2 new characters, which is Evil Ryu and Violent Ken.
Oh.
So they added those two, and it's also has a retro filter that you can add, so it looks like Super Street Fighter 2 in the arcades. Which is cool. It's something new. I like it.
Yeah, if it's reasonably priced, I'll probably download that.
Yeah,
it feels a little odd that I was expecting like a, I don't know, besides Zelda, like a bigger Nintendo like surprise for like at launch, or at least Mario Kart. I don't know why Mario Kart's not at launch.
Well, the big surprise.
Sorry,
it's out in April.
It's out in April.
So yeah, close enough. Like, why not?
But the big surprise was that punching game. or something.
Oh yeah, ARMS.
Yeah, that ARMS, that should have been a launch title, it feels like.
Wait, it's not?
No.
No. Actually, they didn't talk about launch there. Did they ever talk about this as something we'll have at launch? They never actually used those words in the Japanese conference, did they?
No, I have a launch list.
Zelda was at launch.
I have a launch list I can
they said,
find
like,
right
they
now.
Said 1-2 Switch was at launch.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like, 1-2 Switch is
like 2017, I think, or summer 2017.
What about Just Dance? Where was Just Dance?
Well, I have a list right here I'll read off. So the list that will be at launch on the 3rd is 1-2 Switch, The Legend of Zelda, Just Dance 2017, Has-Been Heroes, Snipper Clips, Super Bomberman R, Dissega 5 Complete, Puyo Puyo Tetris, Rayman Legends, Steep, Skylanders, Imaginators, and I Am Setsuna.
What are any
Dragon
of those
Ball?
Games? None of those games were in.
I don't know about Dragon Ball. There might be more that haven't.
It's worth saying that this is, what, 2 hours after the conference ended, and it's actually pulled together from a lot of other stuff.
There's still information coming out on my timeline as we're recording this, so.
It won't matter so much, like even if there's, like, just those, like, whatever, 10 games on day one, it matters more to me if, like, there's a trickle of, like, games out every week after that. Like, that's what matters, I think. Like, especially like third-party games and stuff. Like, if there's just these like day one launch games and then there's nothing until Mario Kart, like, that's not good.
Yeah, I'm still not sold on it. I'm not buying more than 3.
I bought two, but only because I wanted to make sure I have one that I could pick up on launch day. I'm going to cancel one of them.
Or resell it.
I'm not
more
keeping all these. I'm
popular.
Selling them to loved ones. List of loved ones. I've ranked them in my head on how much I love them, and that's the order that I'll sell them Switches.
So actually, it's looking like we know at launch Nintendo talk is got the 1-2 Switch and Zelda and Snipper Clips. We figured out that Mario Kart is coming out a month later. ARMS is set for spring. Splatoon is set for summer. Mario is set for holiday. And then it's sort of like so. I feel like Nintendo said we're trying to give you an idea of how 2017 will play out, and they did that mostly with saying here are the tentpole Nintendo games.
Mm.
They didn't talk about Mario Kart, which suggests there will be stuff in between that. If you don't go just by what's on the conference, because Mario Kart fills that gap between ARMS and launch, sort of. At least, I know you were talking about
just Nintendo games. And Nintendo does not like to compete with themselves. So they'll space their own games out pretty far apart and then hope that third parties kind of fill in the gaps. It doesn't always work out.
Yeah, that's a dangerous path. I mean,
like, when's Skyrim coming? That's not day one. Like, is that going
to
be...
No, I don't think they gave a release date for that.
Mm.
Well, they don't want to go up against Zelda.
I guess, but later they leave it, the longer, you know, the special edition or whatever upgraded one just came out last year for the other consoles. Like.
Yeah, but it's already like 5 years too late for anyone to care about Skyrim.
So it's just out against Zelda injury. It's going to be 6 years too late at a certain point. I care. I haven't played it, so, I mean, I have to wait until it comes out.
Well, I'm sure your computer can play it, and it's like $20. You need, like, 4 gigs of RAM or something.
Then I'll have to stop playing Civilization VI.
I'm kind of disappointed that Mario Kart seemingly doesn't have any new, like, single-player tracks. There's no new cups. It's just characters and battle mode.
There might be more details.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, again, this is very early. Who was it?
Yeah.
I thought Emily Rogers felt pretty confident that there would at least be 16 additional stages, although she didn't know if they were all new or just redone old ones.
I think there's new Splatoon track.
Oh, there's gotta be, yeah, because
there's
a new Splatoon
battle track.
Oh, battle track? Okay.
But okay, guys, for the original Mario Kart 8, there were 2 DLC packs that each had 1 new cup and 1 classic cup.
Yeah.
So they might do the new tracks as DLC.
$60 and then another $20 for more DLC for Mario Kart Deluxe. Thank you.
This is our reality.
Well, I mean, they did it to you the first time. But keep in mind that that's like, what, like 60 tracks or something?
Mm.
Like that's...
I have a feeling like, I don't know, it seemed... They're obviously working on Mario Kart 9. They probably don't want to like give away too much with Mario Kart Deluxe, 8 Deluxe, because they're going to have another Mario Kart in like next year probably.
I'm surprised they didn't call this Mario Kart 9.
Yeah, I thought they would have just like, it's the thrown up their hands and just, you know, you analyzed it. It's the same game, but not.
Hmm.
Yeah, like you can go upside down while you're flying or something.
What do we think of the new Mario game?
I really like it.
What?
I thought it looked reminds cool.
It reminds me of Sonic Adventure.
And the New York, that New York area does definitely.
Just because they led with a city, but then they showed all these other places.
Mm.
Have you played Sonic Adventure?
Oh, okay.
Okay, before I talk about the bad city, I just want to say that for the most part, it looks really cool. And
it seems a bit weird, though, to me. Like
it does, but you know, I think that's Mario for the most part.
I just mean like his movement and like some of the graphics don't even look as good as 3D World. Like I don't know. I guess they've still got like a year to work on.
My theory is that this is still kind of, they said it's going to be out this holiday, but
it's a Christmas game. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't want to say it's early in development, but I think it's still in development. Like.
Mm. Polishing.
Like, I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, polishing. I think they still need to do a bit of polishing on there for most part. But I think it still looks pretty cool. I mean...
Well, it does look good. It's still Mario, but like...
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be fun. The New Donk City character models, though, I guess we have to talk about those.
Even the buildings looked a bit shimmery and the graphics looked a bit odd. But yeah, like we were saying, it could just be because they haven't finished polishing it up.
Yeah.
Or because it's an homage to Sonic Adventure.
Maybe.
Maybe it's meant to be like the same place as Sonic Adventure.
The NPCs look exactly like the ones from Sonic Adventure, except a little better.
What I like about their theme is like it's Mario, but not in the Mushroom Kingdom, and he's visiting these other worlds. I don't know if that airship that we see a couple times or hot air balloon plays into that, but I'm like, maybe this could be the Sonic Adventure universe that he's visiting, you know? And then later on, you know, you get dumped into the utensil people dimension. Did you guys see that? Did you see those, like, fork people?
Yeah, it looked like Mario just crossed over into that movie Sausage Party.
Yeah, so...
I'm sure.
So it's going to be something else.
It is really different. Like, I guess the biggest takeaway about the Mario game is that they've confirmed it's going to be like Mario 64 and Mario Sunshine in terms of like exploration and progression, I guess.
You know, I do have to say that initially I was really disappointed. Because they showed this beautiful city, and then they went down to that, like, that sewer, and I thought that we were just going to see, like, an elegant, beautiful foot step out with a high heel that was a gun, and then it was Bayonetta 3, and then Mario popped up, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And then I was like, oh yeah, I love Mario.
That's not what I was really thinking. I was thinking, oh my god, Mother 4! Anyway.
Mother 4 is a PC game.
Oh. I need another Earthbound. Because come on, game. City, and I'm like, oh my god, this I'm having like flashbacks to Forside right now. That's what was going in my head.
Wait, but isn't it looked like New York? Isn't Mario from Brooklyn? Like, shouldn't he look like people that live in the city that he's from?
It's meant to be New York, basically, like.
I don't know if they have that canon anymore, or if they even care.
That's what I was joking before. They're basically making the Mario movie canon. This is Mario going to that universe.
Yeah.
But hey, at doesn't least Bowser try all and the force NPCs Peach weren't to marry him the same in that toads.
Movie as well?
No, King Koopa's daughter was Daisy, you sicko.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember.
It was about his daughter.
That's right, it was Daisy.
Wait, no. Yeah. Wait, it was not about his daughter. What?
Okay, you're going to have to write have a full party. Explanation of this theory.
It's not a theory. It's a really bad movie.
No, of what we can expect if this is the Nintendo's attempt to make the Super Mario movie canon via Super Mario Odyssey.
Bowser and Mario are going to team up against Dennis Hopper's Bowser.
Oh my gosh!
Cool.
Do you think they're going to make Bowser's a sequel? Like, they want to get back into movies. Are they making Super Mario Brothers movie 2?
Yeah, that's what the world needs, a sequel to that movie specifically. I think there's actually a follow-up comic to that somewhere. I was watching a video about it recently. There's a follow-up comic to the sequel, to the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is really weird, but okay. Go for it, I guess.
So another detail with the Mario game, though, is like his hat is seemingly alive in this game. Like, it's going to have power-ups, I guess. Like, you can throw it like a boomerang and jump on it.
His hat. You can use his hat. Mm. I think the hat's going to be a big part of the game.
Yeah, they said the hat was like a main character.
Yeah.
Yeah, and obviously there's a lot about it that they're not intentionally not showing off because they ended with the hat reveal. So.
Mm. I mean, they're still going to hold. They're probably going to hold some stuff, like surprises for other Nintendo Directs a bit later and E3 and stuff. I mean, we didn't hear anything about Retro Studios. We didn't hear anything about a lot of developers that are obviously making stuff.
Yeah, it seemed really 2017 focused, but I wonder how many of those like other games are for this year, like the Atlas game, the Monolith Soft game, No More Heroes 3, which is not going to be called No More Heroes 3. Like, when is that coming?
I don't know. I think they said the, what was it?
I thought he said that Travis Touchdown would return, but he didn't say a game in anything. So I was thinking, maybe Travis Touchdown is a Smash character. I mean, that...
I don't know. I think there's a game attached to it, but
I would like to think there's a game attached to it, but like with the way he worded it, that's sort of still on the table.
I think it could be... It could also be, this is like the initial, what is it? Smash Brothers for Wii thing. They'd said, oh yeah, we're making it, but the development hadn't actually started yet. It could be like that.
Well,
they could
just be like... Maybe something about like a year back he made a reference to. I don't know. Mm. But yeah, it could be that.
He said that they don't have a title yet. He said, I'm working on a new thing with Travis Touchdown, but we don't have a title yet. So, I don't know. Maybe they are thinking of like a new Smash title. Or maybe they're making more No More Heroes.
Okay, I just don't think Travis Touchdown would make it into Smash Brothers.
It makes me a little more confident. It's not just going to be like, hey, it's a No More Heroes 1 and 2 remastered edition. Because that would be what the port from the PS3. Like,
I'm sure they could do that.
But I'm so excited to have seen Suda Goichi walk out there, Goichi Suda, because this guy, I like his style. I love the No More Heroes stuff. You know, he really set out to do something with the Wii Remote. So if there's something he's trying to do with the Switch and it gets his creative juices flowing and it's gonna make him do more crazy stuff, I'm all in.
Hmm. Another big game that was announced was Xenoblade Chronicles 2, which was kind of a surprise. Actually, I didn't expect a sequel to, like, seemingly a direct sequel to the first Xenoblade Chronicles.
Yeah, it's weird that it came after Xenoblade Chronicles 1 and Xenoblade Chronicles 10.
It's cross.
No, but I like the new art style. Like, it's not so, like,
it kind of realistic. Weirdly, like, reminded me of, like, Final Fantasy VII or something, weirdly enough. Like, the chibi versions of them.
Oh, here's what I was talking about earlier. Xenoblade, it says Xenoblade Chronicles 2 is coming this year. So,
oh my god!
Are you serious?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I was about to ask.
Are all of those games coming this year?
Seems like it.
Yeah. I would. They didn't make that clear. Where are you reading this? Because during the presentation, they did not make that clear.
I'm seeing this on NintendoEverything.com. This, along with Fire Emblem Warriors, is coming out this year.
Mm.
Oh yeah,
see, that's
I forgot
the thing.
About
they should
that
have
game.
Like, if they have a solid thing with some of these games, they should have just said, I don't know, we're targeting June for this or something.
But they're famous for delaying everything, so they might not want to put it publicly. Like, it's coming up this day for sure.
I'm pretty sure Fire Emblem, what is it? Fire Emblem Warriors, you know, they could have just replaced the models of the Zelda one and called it a day.
True. I mean, like, yeah, Fire Emblem's cool and all, but, like, I mean, I'm sure people like these Dynasty Warrior games, but for me, it's like hack, 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 slash, slash, slash.
Yeah.
Cool. I see a lot of cool characters I know. There's not, like, any, like, real reason for me to get excited about it, but it might be fun to play. I mean,
I personally think they missed a huge opportunity with making a Donkey Kong Warriors game.
that might be pretty cool.
For that game.
They have it.
Dude, there are
There's a lot of them already. There's a lot of Kong. There's, like, Lanky Kong and Kitty Kong.
There's a Cranky Kong now. Just an old man. His name is Cranky Kong.
I've heard. He's
playable in Tropical Freeze.
That's the guy with the pogo stick. That's the guy who's waiting outside the GameStop right now, probably.
Yeah.
Actually, he got in his car because it's 7 degrees outside.
I don't blame him.
Smart man.
7 degrees? Jeez.
So we also had EA show up, weirdly enough, promising a game that will probably not sell. FIFA. Wow, FIFA.
Well, it's the best-selling sports game in the world. That's what they said.
True.
And then Bill Trinan said it in Japanese.
Jeez, that is like the most underwhelming title they could have promised.
Well, what were you expecting?
I don't know. I wasn't expecting anything, really. But, like, it's still so... I don't know. Not very exciting.
Yeah, if it's supposed to be easy to port to, then I'm surprised that EA didn't just dump open world games on it. You know, like, EA comes out with a lot of games, and if it's easy to port to and it runs, like, I could see EA just putting them out there.
Yeah, I mean, they could have ported the Mass Effect trilogy.
Yeah, maybe. Nintendo fans still don't have the whole trilogy. We only have that three.
On the Wii U.
We have three, and that's about it.
It's like I started a thread in the forums about this, and I'm like, I can see why the Switch is going to be so much better environment for developers, but I'm not really expecting a lot of them to come flocking back in these first years.
It's like, Japanese support would be probably pretty good, but yeah.
It's a tough sell for third-party developers who for years have just kind of been, you know, kind of not that interested in Nintendo. And yeah, I mean, EA's gonna come back with a sports game, and 2K said that they're going. I think 2K18's coming to Switch, but, like, you know, it's all these games that they give a one-off to, and then maybe they'll release more. But it's kind of the same thing with the Wii U, that they'll kind of support it at first, but then sales drop, and then they kind of lose interest. I mean, that's just how it usually goes.
So Nintendo games at
third parties.
It is really going to be up to Nintendo to carry this first year and to develop the relationships with other Japanese developers to fill in those gaps, because that's where their big opportunity is.
Yeah, they should have been doing that last year.
I mean,
we need ports from Square Enix. You know, we're getting the Dragon Quest games, and that's nice, but we need Kingdom Hearts, Final Fantasy. You know, they come out with a Final Fantasy game like every year now. There's World of Final Fantasy, Final Fantasy VII, Final Fantasy XV. Like, where are those?
Well, Square's promised that, like, it looked like a weird Bravely Default sort of game, so...
Yeah, some sort of game.
It was called, like, Octopus Traveler or something? Octopath.
Those names are awful.
Yeah. It was terrible. Project Octopath Traveler. So Square Enix is not going to publish that here, and Nintendo is going to pick a better name.
You know what? I first saw it and I thought, is this like a Final Fantasy Tactics game? But then, no.
It kind of looked like that
game.
Art-wise.
Art-wise, I thought, this looks like Final Fantasy Tactics. And I'm like, holy crap. But no.
Which I don't care for that game. That's why I'm getting
it. It's some sort of new RPG series, which, I mean, cool, but it didn't, like, blow me away.
Mm.
I guess I need more details.
Aside from Zelda, it doesn't seem to be a lot that's going to excite people sort of outside, you know, just outside of the gaming sort of news sphere sort of thing. To me.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that Nintendo kind of missed out on with this presentation. Like, if you're a Nintendo fan and you saw this conference and you saw the aftermath, it's like, yeah, this is cool. I'm looking forward to it.
Mm.
But if it's something like, you know, I haven't played Nintendo in years and I saw this conference, I'd be like, oh, so I'm not really going to miss anything.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Pass. I think that's what they missed out on. I think they didn't. I think that's what they needed to do and they didn't do it.
They should have played some more just like trailers, just, you know, like some of they've obviously got some bigger games like in the works. They should have just cut a really simple teaser trailer for a few more of them just to get that sort of impression that, oh, there's all these games coming.
They should not have ended on Zelda again. I feel like every time Nintendo says anything, they're like, also Zelda is coming.
Can we talk about the... Uh-huh.
Can we talk about the Zelda bit for a second?
Yeah.
Because my favorite part of the whole event is when Reggie was like, let's ask Miyamoto when Zelda is coming out. And Miyamoto was like, Zelda is fun. And that was it. Like, then he was like, ask Inonuma. I don't know.
Well, at least it's coming out at launch.
Yeah, thankfully. But I'm sad that Mario is not, because I'm tired of Zelda already.
Weren't the rumors trending another way with Mario saying that it's actually closer to...
All the rumors were saying that, like, it's basically finished and it's definitely coming early on, but I guess not.
Yeah, I hope it's not finished.
So either it's...
I hope they polish it a little bit.
There's some information coming out about the online thing as well. It's going to be a paid service now for online, and it seems like you might have to use like phone apps to like contact friends and do voice chat and stuff. So it's kind of starting to worry people that functionality is not going to be on the console itself, but you're going to have a bunch of these secondary apps on your phone to manage other stuff for the system.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say to that.
We haven't seen any UI stuff.
No. Like,
what if it doesn't do anything?
What if you just put the game in and it plays?
What if it is a straightforward game console? No UI. Just...
Or what if it's like the GameCube and like holding the Z button like opens the menu?
I guess to your memory storage options and that's it.
Yeah. Is this just a GameCube? Like, they talked about the DNA of all the systems, and the only thing the GameCube had was, like, it has a handle.
Hey, I love that handle.
I know, I love the GameCube. They could have thought of something better, like, oh, the most comfortable controller ever, or, like, fun colors. But no, like, it has a handle.
But I kind of do find it weird that they might be going towards, like, running the Nintendo, My Nintendo, and, like, your friends list and stuff off of a phone app. It just seems really weird.
Whatever, I have a phone. Like,
that's cool. But it's just it's cumbersome. You got to have your phone there to do it. Then,
if they do a good job with it, and we don't have to worry about children, you know, if parents don't want their children talking to strangers, then you don't get them a phone. But if the app is really good, then all of us adults that have phones can use the app to its fullest. We don't have to worry about voice chat and friends lists, like, hurting our battery life on the Switch.
Yeah,
the battery life, it didn't seem great, but it seemed pretty good. So maybe they cut out some online stuff and kind of helped it.
That's an interesting take that, like, the parental control on, like, the online stuff is, if you give the kid, you know, your $200, $300, $400 phone, then that's your parental control. Keep your phone with you. Then they won't be, like, shouting insults at other kids.
We can never forget
what happened with Swapno. You know, in Japan, there was, like, a predator that was, like, doing bad things with Swapno, with children. And if that ever became, like, a big story, like, all these predators are preying on children with Nintendo hardware, then that would be it for Nintendo. If they didn't have any new, younger customers coming in because people were like, oh, Nintendo, that's, you know, that's for molesters or whatever. Nintendo is really scared about that. And they'll, that's just part of who they are now.
But yeah, it's so silly though, because like plenty of kids play on all the other consoles and no one has any problems or issues with it. It's just such a stupid like thing for them to worry about. And if that's the reason they've switched it to like putting a lot of stuff onto phone apps, that's just dumb to me.
Well, they're not actually worried about the children. They're worried about that story being on like Good Morning America.
Yeah, but
like, coming up next, like your child's Nintendo, like maybe luring predators in. Like that's way scarier than like people cuss on Xbox. You know, that's not gonna be a new story.
There have been some really ridiculous like problems with like tech in that area. Like I forget, like was it a VTech thing where they could get into the camera and watch kids? So I mean, there's some pretty bad horror stories out there.
Yeah, and that stuff is scary. You don't want that associated with your name, especially when you only make one product.
Yeah, but a kid could have an iPad and like be on some sort of app or whatever, and then you know, like, oh no, Apple's, you know, allowing kids to be exposed to bad people. Like, it's exactly the same thing. I don't really get it.
I don't know. I just don't see anyone like running that story, you know, unless it was widespread with like all iPhones.
Nintendo's making children unsafe. That is, yeah, Nintendo's particularly vulnerable to this sort of attack, I think.
If this pans out, I kind of doubt that they're not going to have all this stuff in the UI on the system itself. But like, if it does go that way, I don't know. I just find it odd because like the Wii U obviously had, you know, didn't have a problem. The Wii had sort of some sort of communication and stuff sometimes.
Actually, like taking this off the system actually makes for someone who's like obsessive about like how much will there be left for the games, because like the Wii U, the OS took a chunk of the RAM, right? So how much of the hardware in the Switch is dedicated to the OS and running fancy things, and how much is left for the games? And I mean, yeah, we don't know, but
the rumors are saying it was less than the Wii U, and it was like 4 gigs of RAM or something, but who knows if that's true.
Well, the Wii U had 2 gigs of RAM, and a whole gig was dedicated to the OS, and the OS was crap. So I hope that they make a lean OS.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need Wara Wara Plaza running in the background when I'm just trying to play Zelda or whatever.
You know what? It's sort of strange. We actually, I feel like we're also talking about a lot of stuff that wasn't in the presentation. The OS, you know, tech specs that they still didn't go into.
Yeah, well, we're speculating.
We still have a lot of questions. Like, one of my big questions is Virtual Console. Because, like, after the presentation, they did do a detailed thing about online services where they would offer NES and SNES games once a month. With online play, which is something new, which would be awesome. But they didn't really go into detail beyond that. Like, is GameCube coming? Is Game Boy Advance coming?
They're going to have the eShop up, like, running day one with a whole bunch of stuff on it or what? Like,
yeah, wasn't that many details about Virtual Console at all.
Even
The only things they talked about were previously unannounced games that are coming out this year. And then they talked about Zelda. And that was it. Everything else, like, even Mario wasn't announced. Skyrim wasn't announced. But they didn't talk about anything other than games. And I guess the Joy-Con a little bit, just so you could understand how some of the games worked.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, on the surface, that sounds okay. But it's sort of what you're like. Usually, you want them to talk about games and to show us games and to go in depth. You want them to like give you enough time to enjoy it instead of just show you a trailer and move on or something. It's sort of weird. I feel like if they can just get some of these questions out of the way, just dedicate 1 hour to like, okay, this is as much as we'll tell you about tech. This is as much as we'll tell you about OS. This is as much as we'll tell you about services. And we've spent an hour talking about that, and that's, you know, and then and then now we're just going to move on to the games. Then we wouldn't be looking at games, and then after the games, instead of talking about them, questioning this. So, I mean, I enjoyed that presentation a lot, but it is very strange because it doesn't answer a whole bunch of questions. It leaves a lot of things still open, and maybe this is just Nintendo's way of dragging it out. Maybe tomorrow, maybe, you know, by the time you hear this, you'll know more than what I'm saying now, but the Treehouse event, maybe they'll be dropping stuff there. So it's this very weird, like, inverted way of dropping news. Where
it's like they're stretching it out over a few days, or, you know, from now until launch instead of all at once sort of thing.
Yeah, but, and
you know, I think tomorrow we will see the OS. I think tomorrow they'll do kind of a slice of life, like, this is what it's like actually playing the system. So we might see the OS, we might see cartridge switching.
Ooh, cartridges, yeah.
Because remember Iwata did that, where he, like, unboxed the Wii U with his white gloves, and then he showed off, like, booting the Wii U, and, like, this is Waro Waro Plaza.
I want that. Mm. I want that white glove unboxing.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get that this time. I mean, you can make one, Carmine.
But, I think, I'm still waiting to see what happens tomorrow, but it's still, like I said, strange. I bet that they showed us so many games, and yet we're still questioning.
Yeah, like, it was pretty good, like, in general, there was a pretty good conference and stuff, but, it's still, like, it's weird, because it still leaves you unfulfilled. I think that's the main weirdness going on. Like, you didn't come out of it, like, going, oh, yeah, that's, like, everything I wanted to know sort of thing.
Yeah, they didn't talk about TV once. And I'm not used to my game console conferences not being focused on TV. You know, there was no Netflix, there was no remote, there was no, like, TV guide. Like, what the hell? You know, when I buy a video game console, I want to watch TV.
The things we're complaining about. I mean, there was a rumor.
I'm thankful for that. I do not have a TV, so I'm glad that there was no TV talk.
I don't know. I like having a Netflix app on every single device I own.
I'm sure that's going to be there somewhere. I'll probably still use the Wii
U for Netflix. I like the Wii U's Netflix. I don't need anything more.
I mean, if you want to move. There was a Obi-Wan on YouTube saying that there wouldn't be any streaming apps at launch. That was his rumor. Who knows? Mm.
Is it going to be online play from day one? Like, was that?
I think so.
Yeah. Select supporting titles, I think, is what the website
said. It'll basically be like Wii U online, and then, like, over the year they'll roll out the paid service and features and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said the paid service is coming in the fall.
Yeah.
Or that it'll be free until fall. So maybe they'll add features.
They're going to get people to try it, and then hopefully they'll buy it. Like, they'll buy into it while they're using it.
Nintendo doesn't have a launch online game.
No, but if Mario Kart comes out in April.
In April, a month later. But Nintendo's launch games are 1-2 Switch and Zelda and Snipperclips.
Well, we don't know that Zelda doesn't have any multiplayer, because remember, one of the conventions of Zelda is playing alone? So it might have some stupid, like, Miiverse message in a bottle Dark Souls thing, where, like, you can leave
That's
each other notes
Miiverse
or something.
That's if Miiverse is even around anymore.
Well, it might be something new. It might be the Switchverse or something.
The Switchverse.
But, like, there might be some way to, like, interact in Zelda, because I know they talked about that a long time ago.
Mm. Oh my god, yeah, they didn't show any Miis, did they?
Nope.
No.
Is there anything else we haven't thought about or talked about yet?
Well, we haven't talked about ARMS.
Oh yeah, does look really fun. I'm going to get that, definitely.
It looks fine.
Cool, but I don't want to pay $60 for it.
Yeah. I mean, the concept,
what it's going to be. Like,
yeah. I mean, I kind of want more info. Like, it looks cool, but I don't know if I'm going to, like, $60 cool, or if I'm going to get it, or what.
It seems like it'll be fun multiplayer.
Yeah.
Like, just from what we saw, so.
I think there is some depth to it, which is cool.
Well, they said as much as well.
Yeah.
One thing I wanted to point out was 1-2 Switch. How do you play that single player? Is that only multiplayer?
What? ARMS?
1-2 Switch.
Oh, 1-2
Switch. ARMS and 2 Switch, it didn't look like there was.
They said it's a party game, so I assume any single player mode is going to be
great. Yeah, whose eyes are you going to stare in?
I wonder if, yeah, I have to, you know, draw a face on a piece of paper and pretend. I don't think that's a big problem, because, like, the whole point is to take it to parties and whatever, so...
Take it to roof parties.
Has Nintendo ever made a multiplayer only title with no single player at all?
I think Splatoon is the closest.
Well,
some free games like Street Pass and stuff. But
yeah, there was this Sentai game in Japan for the DS, I believe.
I think they released a Phantasy Star game. Online, a Phantasy Star Online game somewhere. But that's Sega.
Yeah, but I don't think that was on Nintendo. That was on GameCube.
And you could do that single
player.
Yeah. Pac-Man Versus?
Yeah, so I don't know. I guess it's possible there's going to be, like, some of the games will have, they'll have single player modes and stuff against the computer or something. Maybe there'll be a face on the TV screen. You've got to stare down the character on the screen sort of thing.
Yeah. Which is another reason it's like, oh, I wonder if 1-2 Switch was supposed to be packed in. But real quick, we haven't mentioned region locking. That's confirmed.
That's
gone.
A big one. That's very good news.
That is big.
Yeah, but they did say, like, they will generally not region lock things or something like that.
I guess it's open for companies to decide if they want to or not.
I'm okay
with
that.
Yeah, so I wonder if, like, only the launch titles will be region free and everything else will be region locked.
All of Nintendo's games are still region locked, but third parties can do it.
Yeah.
I just don't want to miss out on the next Winden. Because that was like, oh my god, I love the fact that the DS is not region locked when I could import Winden.
Yeah, oh,
Polygon.
Tingle's Rosy Rupee Land.
Yeah,
I imported it from Europe.
Polygon just put up 3 seconds of the UI.
Oh, what?
Oh. Yeah, look at Polygon.
3 seconds.
It says here is.
I'll check that way. I'll check
here
it later.
Is exactly 3 seconds of the Nintendo Switch UI. It looks very minimalistic, honestly. There's a sleep mode, system settings, controllers, album, eShop. Yeah, so it's
album,
something
like
fancy.
Records? Like vinyl? Like, can I put my Fleetwood Mac on there?
I think it's like photo albums. Where you take pictures and you put them up on there.
So I can just put pictures of Fleetwood Mac on there.
And then there's a red button at the very end, but there's no details on that yet.
So. Do you think it's self-destruct?
It's a panic button.
No.
I mean, that'll sell switches.
I'm guessing it looks like it kind of looks like a message button, so maybe it's like to communicate with friends or something. Mm. Maybe a friends list? I don't know. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, cool. I guess, you know, people are going to start getting more stuff out there soon. When they're, yep. Like, because everyone's going to get hands-on time with it, like, tomorrow, aren't they? Or
yeah, actually.
Yeah, so, Brian and Carmine, are there any events near you? I didn't catch the full list of places.
I haven't even checked. Is there a site where I can go look at it? Where would they have it at?
Well, I tweeted that you could check our site, but maybe we don't have them yet.
It's so close to coming out, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter for me.
Who cares?
I can wait.
I know a bunch of people on staff are going, but I have not received my Nintendo invite yet, and I am a little offended.
Yeah,
I
didn't get one either.
So many points.
Yeah, Carmine, you're like the only person that still uses Miitopia.
Miitomo!
Is that what it's called? Was it Miitopia?
Miitomo.
What is Miitopia? Miitopia... Is that the RPG?
That's the one that, yeah, in Japan, like, they had a direct for it, just for Japan.
I quit. I give up on all these stupid me names.
Alright, so maybe we should think about wrapping it up then, if we haven't got anything else that we've missed, I think we've sort of touched on roughly everything that was in the conference and some speculation on our part, so don't think there's anything else, yeah?
Yeah, I think we covered all the big stuff.
Yeah, and I mean,
yeah, I mean, there's just little stuff.
We're gonna learn so much in a little bit.
Yep. March 3rd is just around the corner. So weird that, like, we just found out, like, a whole bunch about it, and then, like, it comes out in, like, a month.
That's amazing. That is so much earlier than we expected.
I was expecting, like, March, like, 17, or even, like, March.
Yeah, we were all
end of March sort of thing.
March
3rd. We were all expecting.
Didn't Nintendo quote 2 million for fiscal year, for this fiscal year, meaning that 2 million for an entire month worldwide?
Yeah.
Well, keep in mind that they didn't have any games for launch, so like I could see it not quite selling 2 million.
Yeah, as it stands right now, launch library is looking a little anemic. We'll see how that shapes up. As it stands right now, Amazon and Target still have not got their pre-orders up, unless I'm missing.
I think Amazon might have. I not in North America, but I know in other regions they have it up. So I don't know about Amazon.com. So you I say check it right now, but if by the time people listen to this, I think it might be too late, but yeah.
Like GameStop in other countries I know outside of North America has had pre-orders open for a long time, apparently.
Oh my gosh, are you serious? Mm-hmm. Probably in warm countries where people aren't waiting outside
warm
the cold.
Countries.
Oh. I pre-ordered my Switch like a couple of weeks ago.
Oh my gosh.
I hate you.
I could have done it months and months ago too, but I just didn't bother.
Is that why you came on the show? Huh?
Just
to tell us all that you got the Switch?
I need to go update my pre-order.
Mine shipped. You guys haven't played with one yet? Yeah, Nick actually has a Switch. He's tired of it already. He's had it that long.
Yeah, Wii U's pretty close to Switch, isn't it?
Pretty much, if you just are a shut-in.
Don't have lead-lined walls like
it's got all the same games.
Yeah.
Ouch.
But, I mean, all Nintendo consoles have the same games.
Alright, well, thanks guys for having a chat, and we'll end it there, I think. So, thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll be back sometime soon with another episode of Connectivity, but for now, that's it from us.
Later.
Bye.
Stay warm, Adam.
Thanks.